From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting the Pope's historic visit to the United States. Pope Francis is in his final day of his visit to the U.S. Meeting with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia today, he called for continued vigilance against any priests' sexual abuse of youth and superiors' efforts to conceal grave misdeeds. Later today, the Pope will celebrate a Mass where as many as 2 million people are expected to attend. For the Pope's activities on Saturday, we go to VOA's Rob Rafael.
Pope Francis rode by motorcade to the downtown Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where he celebrated Mass for some 1,600 people. In his homily, Francis said the future of the Catholic Church relies heavily on a more active role for lay Catholics, especially women.
Y tú, es significativo que estas palabras del anciano Papa.
What about you?
Fueran dirigidas a una mujer laica.
It is significant that those words of the elderly Pope were also addressed to a laywoman. We know that the future of the Church in a rapidly changing society will call, and even now calls, for a much more active engagement on the part of the laity.
The pontiff ended his day with another trip in his Popemobile en route to the evening's major event, the Festival of Families. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
France says it has launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets that identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. No details were released on the location of the attacks, but Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Paris was acting in self-defense, hitting Islamic State sanctuaries where those who attack France are trained. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.